The text for our devotion this morning is taken from the well-known Christmas account in Luke chapter 2. This morning for our text, we'll focus just on verses 8 through 11. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord." And there ends our text. Let us pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. What are you afraid of? That was a question I was asked when I was interviewing to be the president at Bethany. Imagine that. What are you afraid of? Well, as a kid, my cousins had me completely convinced that there was a boogeyman living under my bed. So yes, I was afraid of the boogeyman, and I often checked at night. I would also have to admit, as a kid, I was afraid of the dark. There were many times when I called out to my mother, "Please leave a light on so I can feel safe and secure." As an adult, I probably would have to admit that for me or for my loved ones, being injured, getting seriously ill, being in a car accident or the victim of a crime, or for me personally, I'll admit it, scary movies do get to me. I think I told the interviewer that I was probably afraid of snakes because they do freak me out. What about you? What are you afraid of? You know, we probably all would have to admit that there are a few things in life that do give us anxiety. I mean, as frail, imperfect humans, that's bound to occur. But I'm guessing that on your list of things, probably no one would have angels. But when you look at the words of our text this morning, being terrified by an angel of the Lord was exactly the case for our shepherds. And with the glory of the Lord shining brightly upon them, we can't blame them. The fact that people are frightened by an angel, and you see that throughout the Bible, is because of our sinful condition. We find it difficult to stand in the presence of a holy representative from heaven. But in that moment of fear, notice the first words shared by the angel: "Do not be afraid," or "fear not." The angel recognized their human emotion and quickly implored them to put it aside. When you're frightened, what comforts you? Might it be simple words like "you're okay," or "you'll be fine," or "I love you"? Or is it a simple gesture, like a warm hug from a loved one? Or what my grandchild does to my wife and I, who simply puts his hands on either sides of our cheeks and rubs our cheeks as though to say, "It's okay, Mimi. You'll be fine, Baba." In our text, the angel of the Lord gave reassurance to the shepherds simply with the words, "Do not be afraid." I once heard it said that in the Bible, the words "fear not" or "do not be afraid" or an expression like that occurs exactly 365 times. Amazing! Once for every day of the year. So you know I had to check that out through a Google search. I couldn't confirm it. Suffice to say, the expression is frequent, and that the better way to simply understand it is to look at the rationale behind the expression or the reason to fear not. The why behind the angel's statement is clear. It's don't be afraid because I bring you really good news of great joy. It's for everyone. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. He's that promised one. He's that anointed one. He's the Messiah that you've been waiting for. He's come to be the Savior of everyone. So if you think about it, the angel's message to fear not is really a statement of gospel. We have no reason to fear God or to fear his representative from heaven due to the child who's been born for each of us who's come to the world to save us. Fear not, the angel said. Your sins have been removed from you. Fear not. Your citizenship in heaven is secure. Fear not. We can live each and every day on this earth with sure hope and confidence that because of that baby who's been born in Bethlehem, who would then live a perfect life in our place and sacrificially suffer the consequences of death that we deserved, and then to prove that victory over death through his resurrection, we have no reason to fear. Our futures in heaven are secure. Yes, on the days when you are feeling blessed and things are working in your favor, you are a child of God. And yes, on the days when you are feeling the weight of your sins and the many burdens of life that are just weighing upon you, you are a child of God, dearly loved by him, and he's already working all things for your eternal futures. I'm not sure what answer the psychologist was looking for when he asked me that question about what I was afraid of. Maybe there's some scoring answer you're supposed to give. I don't know. But based on the angel's message to the shepherds, the answer provided by Scripture is absolutely nothing. That's the correct answer. We have nothing to fear. May the angel's message to fear not fill us with faith and confidence each and every day of our lives until our blessed end. Each of us has been given news of great joy. A Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, through the perfect life of your Son Jesus and the sacrifice of his life by suffering and dying for us, the eternal gift of heaven is ours. We praise and thank you for the perfect Christmas gift of your Son to be our Savior. By your Holy Spirit, work in us faith to fear not, and instead to confidently believe this good news of what Jesus has done for us. In the joy of eternal life won for us by our Savior, use us, Lord. Give us boldness and confidence to share this message of Christmas hope through Christ our Savior with all those around us, students, staff, faculty, and community, that all may believe in him. And grant your blessings, Lord, upon our students graduating from Bethany tomorrow. Be with them and keep them strong in faith throughout their lives. Be with our students, faculty, and staff as we approach the final week of the semester. Continue to bless us with your grace and keep us in your tender care. Amen. We continue with the hymn. Thank you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.